The National Geographic GOB crowned its winner yesterday. But we're not just talking about what is the highest mountain peak questions here.
Host Mo Rocca questioned contestants on remote natural landmarks, climate change, and geopolitics, winnowing down the pool of contestants to just two finalists.
And that is when the sudden death questions kicked in. You ready, Steve?
Sudden death? Yeah. That sounds kind of ominous, but okay.
The Dalak Archipelago, located near the city of Massawa, lies in what sea? In 2018, a small zebra population was reintroduced to Kethulo National Park. This park can be found in what African country? More than one-third of Norway's northernmost county is located on what plateau?
Steve, what plateau?
Are you kidding me? I'm not even able to follow that question.
Right.
I got lost at the
Was
zebra
just one
population.
Question, actually?
Yeah.
Okay, so Texas eighth grader Nihar Jenga knew the answer.
The Finnmark Plateau.
Now, Nihar is not new to the competitive stage. He was a co-champion of the 89th Scripps National Spelling Bee in 2016 and a GOB finalist in 2018.
So Nihar is no stranger to winning, but it's still pretty exciting to win, and video of this event shows him falling to the ground when his final answer is deemed correct. So we got him on the phone to talk about that.
My heart was like pounding really hard, like I could feel it. I actually was going to put what the other person put first, so I didn't know if I accidentally second doubted myself, and it was just like really horrifying, but turned out to be good.
Yeah, really good. A lot of hard work, though, went into preparing for this.
It's not just looking at atlases, as like many people know, it's looking at how places in those atlases affect our world today and how problems in those places affect us and how we can fix them individually and as humans of the world.
Nihar has a bit more wisdom here.
In every stage of the competition, I got one question wrong. People should know that you shouldn't give up after getting that one question wrong, no matter how like disappointing or how close to the other person winning is, because you might just get that one chance of winning, and that's what happened.
Remember the Finnmark Plateau. He takes home a $25,000 scholarship prize for the big win.